Our world is becoming more unstable and dangerous, and many concerned people are beginning to ask themselves serious questions. Is a war on the horizon? Are we heading for a financial meltdown? Are we entering a time of hyperinflation? What about the supply chain? And will I be able to feed my family? War, civil unrest, financial meltdowns, inflation, empty grocery shelves, and widespread drought affecting food supplies have always been possibilities somewhere in the world at some time. But when have all of these problems been a serious concern at the same time in our Western nations? Each year at this time, we here at Tomorrow's World give you trends to look for in the coming year and beyond. On last year's program titled 2021 in Bible Prophecy, I gave one prediction. How accurate was it? I'll answer that question with a review of this past year before giving you three predictions for 2022 and beyond, straight from the pages of your Bible. I'll also be offering you our free study guide, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. So stay with me as we look back over 2021 and look forward to 2022 and beyond. Welcome to Tomorrow's World, where we give you advanced news from the pages of the Bible. And along with the bad news in today's world, we look forward to the greatest good news of all, the sure hope of the return of Jesus Christ to straighten out the mess that we've created. To better understand when He will return, we're offering our free resource, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. So be sure to take down the contact information shown during this program to receive your free copy. But before that good news, I would not be a servant of God if I didn't tell you the truth, that we are in for a very rough ride over the next few years. At the beginning of last year, I reviewed the predictions and trends that Mr. Wallace Smith and I gave for 2019 and 2020. Showing that every one of our predictions was right on target, including Mr. Wallace Smith's warning of disease epidemics. And by the way, that program was recorded several months prior to COVID being on anyone's radar. After reviewing the previous 2 years, I gave one prediction for 2021. Today we reviewed predictions and trends proclaimed by Tomorrow's World the last 2 years. Then I said I would give you a single trend to watch in 2021 and the immediate years following. We cannot know the exact timing, but the trend is certain. There will be disaster upon disaster for America and the British-descended peoples. Notice how the prophet Ezekiel describes what is ahead for the Anglosphere. Destruction comes. They will seek peace, but there shall be none. Disaster will come upon disaster, and rumor will be upon rumor. Then they will seek a vision from a prophet, but the law will perish from the priest and counsel from the elders. The king will mourn, the prince will be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the common people will tremble. I will do to them according to their way, and according to what they deserve, I will judge them. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. The prediction of disaster upon disaster was not something I dreamed up, but as shown in this clip, it comes from the biblical book of Ezekiel, chapter 7 and verse 26. Disasters of one sort or another happen from time to time, but this passage predicts one major disaster stacked upon another. It's predicting extraordinary times. Did we see this in 2021? I cannot remember a year in my lifetime where more catastrophic events were piled one upon another. But don't take my word for it. So much happened in 2021 that I only have time to briefly mention these extraordinary events. So let's get started with a quick year in review. It didn't take long for disaster number one. January 6, the storming of the U.S. Capitol building. Need I say more? But 2 weeks later, disaster number two struck. January 20, the day that he took office, President Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, which would have brought crude oil from Canada to refineries on the Gulf Coast. This was only the first shot in what has turned out to be a war on fossil fuels that has left both America and its Canadian ally in the cold, pun intended, as seen from this October 14, 2021 story out of New York. Winter heating bills set to jump as inflation hits home. Get ready to pay sharply higher bills for heating this winter, along with seemingly everything else. With prices surging worldwide for heating oil, natural gas, and other fuels, the U.S. government said Wednesday it expects households to see their heating bills jump as much as 54% compared to last winter. Gasoline prices have also skyrocketed. And ironically, while waging war on American and Canadian producers, the president has begged OPEC to ramp up supplies. Now, if this sounds political, it's not intended to be. It's just the facts. America had recently become energy independent, but the war on gas, oil, and coal has ended that independence. Some would say the war on fossil fuels is a blessing rather than a disaster. And truly, the subject is controversial. But not for people on low or fixed incomes shivering in their homes or having to choose between food and fuel to fill their gas tanks for work. So forget the politics. For millions, the war on fossil fuels is an unmitigated disaster. So 2021 disaster number two is the consequences of the war on fossil fuels. The mob taking over the Capitol on January the 6th and the war on fossil fuels were only the beginning. It didn't take long for another major disaster to strike. February 11th to the 20th brought disaster number three, the historic winter storms that slammed Texas and the Central Plain states. A series of storms struck one after another and brought life to a standstill, disrupting the flow of important goods to the rest of the country. Temperatures dropped in Texas as low as 6 degrees Fahrenheit, that's minus 14 Celsius, and the accompanying catastrophic ice storms brought down trees and power lines. Ice and freezing temperatures also halted electricity producing wind turbines, thus shutting down the power grid over a large swath of the state. The National Weather Service reported on the magnitude of the storms. This was one of the most impactful winter events in recent history that brought multi-day road closures, power outages, loss of heat, broken pipes, and other societal impacts for the region. While the damage is still being assessed, this will likely go down as the first billion-dollar disaster of 2021 globally and potentially the most costly weather disaster for the state of Texas in history, surpassing even Hurricane Harvey from 2017. We'll review three more 2021 disasters in a minute before giving you three trends to watch in 2022 and beyond. But first, I want to tell you about today's free offer, 14 signs announcing Christ's return. Some people erroneously think Jesus could return at any time because he said no one knows the day or the hour. Jesus himself gave signs, events that must first happen. Our free resource, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return, shows some of those signs that Jesus and his apostles spelled out in the Bible. You need this resource, so pick up the phone or go to twtv.org/signs and order it now.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/signs. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to tomorrow's world for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now, or go to twtv.org/signs.
We're reviewing whether the Tomorrow's World prediction for 2021 of disaster upon disaster, as described in Ezekiel 7, verse 26, was a hit or a miss. We'll look at three more disasters before showing three trends to watch in 2022. The crisis at America's southern border began early in the year, and it grew with each passing month. Hundreds of thousands of migrants from Central and South America, from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East crossed into the United States illegally through Mexico. Many were bused and flown to distant cities during the early morning hours in an attempt to hide the scope of the problem. And with this flood of humanity have also come drugs, gang members, and almost certainly terrorists. It will take time before we know the full impact of an open border, but there will be consequences. So 2021 disaster number four is the crisis at America's southern border. Disaster number five was both unexpected and disheartening. New vaccines held out hope that humanity would be freed from the grip of the COVID-19 virus. But then came the Delta variant, and America and most of the rest of the world saw their hope dashed. COVID in 2021 turned out to be worse than 2020. Note this headline from MSN on October the 7th, 2021. Number of U.S. COVID deaths in 2021 surpasses death toll of 2020. And this with the better part of 3 months left in the year. So disaster number five was the Delta variant and continuing COVID-19 pandemic. Cyber attacks are more common and more costly than most people realize. There was the May 7th ransomware attack on the Houston-based Colonial Pipeline that stopped the flow of fuel to the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states. And even after it began flowing again, it took days for it to reach its destinations. It was reported that the company paid out $5 million to resolve the problem, though a portion was recovered, according to reports. Before the month of May ended, JBS, the world's largest meat packing company, was hit with a similar attack, shutting down plants in North America and Australia. JBS reportedly paid $11 million to avoid a long shutdown. And this does not include lost revenue and wages and a host of other expenses. These two events are only the more public examples of a very real ongoing cyber war. And this is why our sixth disaster is the ongoing silent cyber war. This war is real, costing city, state, and federal governments, television stations, credit reporting agencies, banks, nuclear plants, and thousands of publicly and privately owned companies, as well as individuals, far more than any natural disaster. These attacks go on daily, and unless they affect you personally, they mostly go unnoticed, deliberately so, as no company wants the negative publicity associated with a successful attack. Some attacks steal trade secrets or personal information. Other attacks extort millions in cryptocurrency. But ominously, countries silently probe their enemies' military and infrastructure in preparation for a shooting war. My friends, 2021 saw even greater catastrophes. There's not nearly enough time in this program to remind you of all the challenges we faced in 2021. Nor do we have time to cover all the news in advance from the pages of the Bible. Will Jesus return soon to straighten out the mess? He gave signs to indicate when his return was near. Our study guide, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return, can give you an insight into the future that no secular futurist can. Knowing what to expect and knowing the good news at the end of mankind's misadventure into self-rule can give you comfort. So pick up the phone or go to twtv.org/signs to order a free copy of 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. And when we come back, we'll see what other disasters occurred in 2021 before exploring three trends to expect for 2022 and beyond.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/signs.
During the first week of 2021, we aired a program giving a single prediction for the year. Expect disaster upon disaster. How many of us were prepared for the calamitous year that unfolded? Was that a lucky guess? Not at all. It was a prediction right out of the pages of the Bible from Ezekiel, the 7th chapter, verse 26. Our nations are thumbing our noses at our Creator, and He said if we do so, we would face disaster upon disaster. So far, I have reviewed less than half of 2021, and what followed was even worse. But before going further, let's quickly review the first six that I've mentioned. Number one, the storming of the Capitol on January the 6th. Number two, the consequences of the war on fossil fuels. Number three, the disastrous storms that hit Texas and the Southern Plains. Number four, the crisis at America's southern border. Number five, the Delta variant and continuing COVID-19 pandemic. And number six, the ongoing silent cyber war. But by many accounts, the greatest calamity of 2021 was the manner in which the United States pulled out of Afghanistan. This was a humiliating disaster of monumental proportions. America's friends are reevaluating their trust in the waning superpower, and America's enemies are licking their lips. Note this op-ed published in The Hill on August the 30th under the headline, "In Afghanistan, We've Opened the Gates of Hell." The article went on to say, with a reference to Winston Churchill after Neville Chamberlain's appeasement of Adolf Hitler, "President Joe Biden's debacle will have no such savior. The Islamic Jihad isn't that kind of war. Instead of getting us out of Afghanistan and bringing peace in our time, he's opened the gates of hell. In one disastrous and grossly ill-conceived strategic move, Biden has armed and empowered the Taliban and elated every Muslim fanatic from Morocco to Mindanao. Not since 9/11 have events so galvanized our enemies. U.S. forces abandoning the field, the Afghan military laying down arms, and the Taliban reestablishing their Islamic emirate." So disaster number seven is the humiliating manner in which America left Afghanistan. Now, for the sake of time, let me mention a few others with only brief comments. Number eight, the breakdown in the supply chain. This is one so noticeable that little else needs to be said. But who would have thought of this a year ago? Number nine, inflation. This too is huge. But again, no need to say much. We all see it on a daily basis, and those on low or fixed incomes feel it the most. Then there's number 10, worker shortages. Governments have borrowed to pay people not to work. How incongruous to see help wanted signs everywhere, yet panhandlers and homeless encampments popping up all over. While unemployment stats are low, it's reported that 5 million American workers have dropped out of the workforce. And this worker shortage is compounded by number 11. No matter where you stand on the subject, one thing is for certain. Policemen, pilots, truck drivers, healthcare workers, and critical workers from many industries chose to quit their jobs rather than take the jabs. Many of those who put their lives on the line and were hailed as heroes during the height of the pandemic were cast aside. And so that's why number 11 is vaccine mandates. And here's one more problem which only got worse in 2021. Number 12, nations divided against themselves regarding masks, vaccines, immigration, climate change, and so much more. Civil society is breaking down, and no matter which side one may be on regarding these issues, citizens of America, Canada, Australia, South Africa, France, the Netherlands, Germany, just to name some, have lost confidence in their governments, and their citizens are becoming restless. Tomorrow's World prediction for 2021 was disaster upon disaster. Can anyone deny that 2021 was a disaster for America? And I don't have time to go into the droughts, bushfires, floods, and a mice plague in Australia, nor the fuel shortages in the United Kingdom, nor the record-breaking drought and deteriorating state of affairs in South Africa, nor the worst oil spill in Israel's history. There are so many more shocking events of 2021, but I want to give you three trends to watch in 2022 and beyond, according to biblical prophecy. And I also want to remind you of today's offer, 14 signs announcing Christ's return. People see our world collapsing before their eyes. Some wonder if the second coming is near. 14 signs announcing Christ's return will help answer that question. And when I come back after a short break, I'll give you three trends to watch for 2022.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/signs. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now. Or go to twtv.org/signs.
At the beginning of 2021, I predicted, based on Ezekiel 7:26, disaster upon disaster for America and the British descended peoples. I focused primarily on America, giving you 12 major disasters for this past year. There are many more, such as extreme drought over most of the western United States and Canada. The town of Lytton, British Columbia, located about 100 miles north of the U.S. border, recorded an astonishing 121.3 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 49.6 degrees Celsius. And that was before it was wiped off the map by a wildfire. So what can we look forward to in 2022 and beyond, according to Bible prophecy? None of us here at Tomorrow's World are prophets. We simply read the Bible and draw your attention to what it says. The problem is that we cannot know exactly when some events will take place, but we can know the big picture. So what should we expect for 2022 and the years that follow? Jesus took his disciples out to the Mount of Olives where they asked the question, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" It's clear from many prophecies that a better age, a new world, is coming. That better world will be the result of the second coming of Jesus Christ, an event that will shock the world. That will not happen in 2022 or even for a few years later, but it will happen. In fact, you'd better hope that it will happen, because if it doesn't, we'll literally annihilate ourselves. So said Jesus. Here it is in Matthew, the 24th chapter, and verses 21 and 22. "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." Some scoff at the idea that Christ must return to save mankind from destruction, or even that he will return at all. They have what the Apostle Peter spoke of as a kind of historical uniformitarianism. Here's what he, that is Peter, predicted for our time, as found in his second letter, chapter 3, and beginning in verse 3. "Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.' But everything is not continuing the same. Our world is becoming more dangerous with every passing year. The prophet Ezekiel also noted this same attitude among skeptics who foolishly claim prophecy has failed. Chapter 12, verses 27 and 28. Son of man, look, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many days from now, and he prophesies of times far off. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord God, none of my words will be postponed any more, but the word which I speak will be done, says the Lord God. We must be humble enough to recognize that we don't know the month or year when every prophecy of Scripture will be fulfilled. But if the last 2 years are any indication, time is running out for the British descended and American peoples to change before it is too late. So here's trend number one to watch for in 2022 and beyond. When you think it cannot get any worse, it will. Yes, there will be ups and downs. There will be periods that look good. But the overall picture is clear. Continual disasters upon the British descended and American peoples due to our sins. Therefore, trend number two for 2022 and the years that follow, disaster upon disaster will continue. That prediction comes from Ezekiel 7 and verse 26, which we read at the beginning of this program. Disaster will come upon disaster. But notice there is a second pronouncement in that verse, and rumor will come upon rumor. So our last trend to watch is the continuation of something that sadly already exists. Trend number three, rumor upon rumor will grow worse. Has there ever been a greater time filled with conspiracy theories and rumors than today? All fueled by social media and the internet. So expect rumors, conspiracy theories, and fake news from every conceivable source to continue. But the good news is that when things truly cannot get any worse, our Creator will step in to save us from our insanity. He will then set up a world-ruling kingdom that will bring peace and prosperity to all of the world. War and disease will come to an end, and people will learn to get along with one another. That's the message of tomorrow's world. Now, don't forget to order your free copy of 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. And be sure to come back again next week when Richard Ames, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I explain where our world is headed and why, as well as giving you the absolutely wonderful news of Jesus Christ and His soon coming kingdom.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/signs. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to tomorrow's world for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.